RPG, working, all the time. Fighting time. Cursing, swearing, full of adult themes. Bellry's gonna sing the intro. Belting out this car, tune intro. Penance. The mighty power that can save your day. No one knows what lies behind this masquerade. Penance. Always riding high on weird intros. I am very sorry, I couldn't let him sing. It was genuinely painful. Apologies. Love, Nikolai.
This week, Nikolai demanded a reference to Mask. This is Penance the RPG. Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Penance RPG podcast. I am your delightfully fabulous host, Bellary. We are coming to the end of our 4,444 follower giveaway. Remember, you can still enter through Facebook, Twitter, and Patreon. Details are in the description, and the final day for entry is the 16th of May.
Hello. At this point, Bellary's microphone distorted everything, so I shall finish the introduction. Using the power of an automated Swedish robot, as for this week's episode, well, what can be said, it's episode 69. And sirens.
Welcome to episode 69 of Penance RPG Podcast. Who are you? What are you? And since this is episode 69, what is your favourite thing to lick? Starting with Rebecca.
God damn it, why?
Your answer can be anything.
Your answer can be anything. It could be completely innocent.
I've been away for 3 weeks and you guys treat me like this?
Hi, my name's Andrea Dina. I play a human werewolf rogue creature thing. I live in a crow's nest. I have a lobster person companion. I wear tie-dye socks on my head despite the fact that my hair's growing back. I've been in a coma for 3 weeks. I like to think it's due to stress. Licking.
Yes, licking.
I don't know what to say.
It could be ice creams. It could be...
Go for the obvious one. Licking your lips.
It could be lips, this is true.
Sir, that's the obvious one? What?
I mean, I am very gay.
Well, you can't take that one because I'm going to take that one, so yeah.
How
you
low
have to take
hanging.
Another one.
How low hanging is that fruit?
Incredibly low. Incredibly. But then again, I am very short.
Nah, it's just being heightist.
Fuck it. The only thing that goes in my mouth recently is fish tank water. We'll say that.
Okay.
Now I'm concerned for your diet, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's a lot disturbing.
Very sad life I have.
Right. Ash.
Right, I play Ashiel Middlerana. She is an elven mage. Right, definitely not a wizard, because wizards do some really stupid things.
Wizard yodel!
Exactly. She has a bag of holding full of library books that she doesn't lend out to anybody. They're all her and nobody else. And I'm a couple of librarians. And she has various healing spells and a couple of damaging spells and some other silly ones. And I have to think, at this moment, given the games I've been playing lately, my favourite thing to lick is probably a lamppost in winter.
Fair enough. Dragon!
Hello. I play the unnamed rogue. I specialise in sharp, pointy, stabby things, keeping a bag full of random crap, most of which I don't know what the hell it is at this point, and keeping really bad notes that I can only see about a quarter of because the computer program's playing up, so yay. My favourite thing to lick is... The problem is now, the only things that come to mind are things I probably shouldn't say.
Ooh,
it was an awesome
question. My favourite thing to lick is some vegan ice cream.
Okay.
Vegan ice cream?
Yep.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Ice cream without...
With using non-dairy substitute milks.
You can use soy milk or almond milk, coconut milk.
Coconut milk ice cream is amazing.
Tasty.
You can also get vegan cheese, although it is a sin.
Did you say vegan sheep?
Cheese.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought
sheep
you said
vegan
sheep. I was like, what?
Sheeps are vegan. They eat grass.
Yeah.
So if you eat the sheep, it's
cheese
okay.
Is not amazing, sadly.
No, I'm not sure sheep are really vegan, because when they're little, they drink sheep's milk. And that's
No, that is vegan.
Point
because
taken.
It's what they're designed to eat.
Fair enough. Mr. Hippo.
I am Tenshu, the mighty warrior of undead head and perfectly healthy and superb specimen of body. I have some swords, I have other bits and pieces. I am also benevolent ruler of rocks and pebbles. And what do I like to lick? I'm gonna go with a cornetto.
Not rocks, then?
No.
Cornetto.
That's an ice cream, right?
Yeah, yes. That's the advertising budget done for today.
Hey! Just one cornetto!
Yes, play Aura Dulce, Elven Mage, now actually in rabbit form. You might suspect that I was a wizard because I'm so stupid, but I'm not. Yeah, I have a little ant buddy called Fred. He has been useful once, so that's cool. And my favorite thing to lick, well, yeah, I'm just not going to mention it here. Even though this is a grown-up show, no.
Right.
It's me, isn't it? It's me.
It's Graham, isn't it? Yeah.
No, but I am writing that fanfic for the contest.
Oh, God. There is actually that?
You're actually making that?
Yes.
Very is,
I'm slightly disturbed. Okay, not just slightly. I am royally disturbed now.
It could be worse.
What's it about?
You don't want to know.
Bellary X Tensho slash fiction?
Oh no.
Okay.
Right. So, Bellary.
Oh, we didn't actually find out what Lanida likes to lick, though.
He said he would.
I think
say.
We know fine well what it is.
It's wine off the floor.
There's no
Make
better
it whiskey
wine.
At least.
There's no better wine than floor wine.
Whiskey off the floor, sorry, not wine.
Both are fine, but not the favorite.
So, Bellary.
Hey, it's me, Bellary, First Apostle, Style Captain, Lord of His, Bad Cop, Sexual Explorer, Seamstress, Pope, Cripple, Father, Matador, Laundry Officer, Jeremy, Tiny Boy, King, and Two Crowns. God, there are a lot of nice things to lick, to be fair. You've got lollipops, you've got previously mentioned ice creams. Elbows are an impressive thing to lick. I don't know, what was the last thing I licked? I suppose the last thing I licked was a bloody finger from testing my blood.
I thought you were going to say stamps.
That's a bit weird, so I can't
hopefully not the power outlet.
Not today.
Would explain
today.
Hairstyle.
What's fun to lick? You see, the thing is, I like to chew things more than lick things. I really enjoy a good chew.
Oh, God, I'm no more worried than ever!
For the sake of the question, I am going to go very specifically with... You know the lollipops you used to get in Lucky Dip? Not Lucky Dips, children's party bags.
You mean like sherbet?
Like a lollipop, and it had a purple wrapping with spots on it. And you also got strawberry ones, which are red with spots on them.
Are we talking like the traditional, coin-shaped lollipop?
No, like a ball lollipop. And it's
so lollipops.
Yeah, no, that specific lollipop.
So like Chupa Chups kind of thing?
No, not Chupa Chups.
That sort of thing, but he's got an incredibly specific one in mind.
Yes.
So it's purple with stars.
It's black and flavoured.
Right.
Fair enough.
So, what happened last week?
Last time on Penance RPG.
We found a crashed Zeppelin / dirigible that was made entirely of brass and probably was cursed by the equivalent of King Midas, but in brass.
Or it wasn't.
I mean, it probably wasn't. It's best on the side of caution.
It was, but it wasn't.
Nobody was turned into brass, but I mean,
that's
way.
Just because of how cautious I was and made sure that everybody was safe.
We just sort of went through it encountered some jelly of some sort, I think. And yeah.
Yeah, a gelatinous cube. And that was not fun. It was kind of slowly trying to exude its way through some of the passageways in the gondola to get to us.
Yeah.
And we found an egg, a dragon egg.
Oh, several dragon eggs, right?
Yeah. And then we found this box, which had another dragon egg in it. And it had like a really, really shitty fake of a dragon egg. So someone had clearly stolen one of the real ones, which is the one we found first. And we also found a note talking about, was it talking about stealing or was that one about?
Yeah, I think it was. It was somebody was paying somebody something to steal one of the eggs.
And then that dwarf that we found seemed to have been paid to sabotage the ship.
Yeah.
But I without knowing that it would take him down too.
Exactly.
So yeah, there was someone really sneaky behind all of it.
And then we just sort of left that dwarf on an island because he was a tit.
Yes.
We did also offer to take him off the island. But
also,
answer our questions.
And I think this is really important. Aura got a really cute captain's outfit.
Yeah, I think that was the gist of the whole adventure.
Yeah, he did. So he looks like Captain Birdseye in rabbit form.
I will seamstress ear holes and a little tail hole fire.
This is going to be probably horrible for Ash, though, because she's the captain and I'm now looking like the captain, so it's like, yeah.
But you are also the captain in bunny form.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also a werewolf.
Yeah, you should probably just eat me and get done with it.
So, I haven't transformed in absolutely ages. Or if I have, I have done it off camera constantly.
Yeah. We have a lot of cameras filming this all the time, so yeah.
Anyway, last week you left vaguely towards where we're told Zeppelin Tower was. And after about 2 or 3 days of sailing, as it gets into early evening, you notice that a very thick bank of fog is approaching. As you start traversing the fog, since you're all on the one boat, it's not as dangerous now as it once was, and you continue through the fog with a lot more of you on guard than usual. After about 2 or 3 hours in the fog, you come across a ship moored, like it's sitting there doing nothing, its anchors down and everything, but there's no one seemingly on board. What do you do?
I'm just gonna stand a while in front of the mirror in my cabin and just relish my new suit, my captain's outfit, and just, yeah, I look dashy in this.
Can I do a demonology check, please?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm very suspicious of random ships that we find now after the last time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Sea Bellary has plenty of mirrors in it.
There is no demon presence at all.
The Sea Jay, we renamed it, remember?
Can I do a perception check?
Sure. You can't see anything, the fog is too thick. You can't see anyone on the deck of the ship at the moment.
Can I do an arcana check for illusions, whether we're dreaming, and if the fog is unnatural?
Sure. It's not an illusion, you're not dreaming, and the fog does seem slightly unnatural, but it's the sea, you've encountered fog banks before.
Right, I think that by now I'm probably really good at shouting between two boats.
There's not two boats, there's one.
We've only got one boat.
Yeah, but there's another boat there.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've had plenty of practice shouting between boats.
Okay.
So I'm going to shout and be like, hey, this guy's all right there. Is everything okay?
Roll. You yell across, there is no response.
Since I am a rabbit now, could I use my super enhanced sniffing skills to see if there's anything? Yeah, and hearing, but I'm just gonna use, can I use my super nose and just see if I smell something weird?
Sure. You take a deep breath in while looking at the ship. All you can smell is Tensho.
Oh, goddammit, Tensho. Can you please go back downstairs so I see if there's anything interesting in the air?
Okay. Bum, 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 bum.
Tensho now has a tuba following him.
He's possessed by a tuba demon.
That's very tubular.
That was terrible.
I'm gonna head over to the other boat.
Okay, how are you gonna get there?
Well, I'd probably just jump down in the water and swim to it. Just sort of bounce up and climb up or whatever rabbits do when they try to board a ship.
Okay, so Aura jumps over the side and starts paddling towards the other ship. What do the rest of you do?
I'm gonna shout up to ask if I can go back upstairs yet.
And since I have super hearing, I hear him and I say, of course you can.
Hey!
So what are the rest of you doing?
just going to enjoy the sight of a very large rabbit in a very cute captain's outfit swimming across the ocean.
Okay. Bellring, that roll would be me. D20.
Oh no, that's ominous.
You notice the water near Aura begin to move, as in there's something there.
So I'm not as good at shouting to the ocean as I am to shouting towards ships. But I will shout towards the ocean and tell Aura that there's something beneath him.
Okay.
Run, little rabbit, there's something, like, going for you.
You shout to Aura that there's something there. Aura starts panicking and swims faster and reaches the other boat just as you see a shark fin rise to the surface and then go back down again.
What species of
It's quite dark, so you can't really tell. You just see this sort of dark fin.
Ooh. Roughly how big?
It's big enough you notice it, put it that way, from the fair distance away you are.
Thanks, Bellary.
Are we sure that it's definitely a shark and not someone with a fake shark fin attached to the back?
It could be. Is someone with a fake shark, shark fin attached.
I'm hoping it's a basking shark.
It's always a basking shark.
Can I throw, like, a random piece of meat in the ocean and then do a perception check to make sure it is, in fact, a real shark and not a man with a fake shark fin attached to his back?
Roll. You throw some meat into the water, it bobs up and down for a couple of seconds, and then something pulls it under.
Does it look like maybe it was a mouth or maybe a sneaky hand?
Roll perception to see if you notice what pulled it under. It was definitely something with teeth.
So it's not a plant?
No, it's definitely not a shark. Shark just attacks things that move. Pieces of meat doesn't move, so... It was definitely not a shark.
I thought you were going to say sharks don't have teeth.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not that stupid.
Whale sharks don't have teeth, actually.
They do have teeth, they have dermal denticles.
Uh-huh. Of course, how could I forget dermal denticles, yeah. How short-sighted of me.
Fun adventure, okay. This is, yeah.
Check out the boat. I can't tell if you're mocking me or not.
No, I was mocking
I'm wondering, does Aura want us to try and get him out of the water away from the shark?
No, I am actually at the boat.
He's on the other boat now.
Yeah.
So is it underneath the boat?
It was swimming towards him as he was getting to the other boat. As he got up onto the other boat, it disappeared.
Hey guys, if you haven't noticed, there's a shark in the water, so you might want to not swim here.
I did notice. In fact, I was the one that pointed it out to you.
Is the boat close enough that we could potentially throw a rope to it?
It's about 10 meters away.
And there's a cute rabbit waiting on the other side to catch the rope, so
we could definitely throw a rock about 10 meters. So, like, tie a rock to a rope and throw the rock.
Throw 10, show.
Okay, throw me then. Why not? I can breathe underwater if you miss.
A shark wouldn't be interested in you, so.
Also.
Okay.
I don't know if we can throw a 10 short 10 meters.
No, but he got rocks.
Do you have any rocks that would like to go on a little adventure to a new boat?
Sure, let's fire some rocks away.
Okay, let's try that then.
Let's send Reginald.
Okay. So we tie one end of the rope around Reginald the Rock.
You've had Reginald a long time, Graham.
Oh, yes. That's why I trust him the most.
Yeah.
And I think Tenshul should probably throw him, as he has the best strength.
Okay.
Be safe, little Reginald.
You hurl the rock, it flies across and smacks off the side of the other boat.
No!
And lands in the water.
Oh, well, we can haul it back and try again.
Okay. Natural 20. You hurl the rock across, the rock lands on deck of the other ship, and Aura ties it off to the mast.
Yay!
So, what do you do now?
Just do a perception check on the other boat while I'm still standing on the deck and just doing nothing.
It seems just deathly quiet, but there's very little on the boat. If anything, it seems like everything of worth has been removed.
Is it sort of a ship or is it a small boat? So, is there something below deck?
It's a ship with a hold, so you can go below deck, yeah.
I think I'd like to wait for the other guys to come over before I go below deck.
So, if everything's missing... Are we then suggesting that the shark is also a looter?
I don't think the shark was on the top of the boat.
I mean,
I'm assuming if it was able to do that, it would probably have come up and gone for us on our boat since it's hungry.
I mean, you say that, but it wouldn't be the strangest thing to have happened.
Yeah, but we're not certain it's hungry because maybe it feels like it has to behave like sharks do and pick meat from the water just because.
Yeah. It wouldn't want to embarrass itself by being a non-vegan shark.
No, exactly.
Yeah, can it we might please be a have a friendly shark? I'm on a friendly shark.
Oh, I'm just getting like, you know, like road trip movies with like a dysfunctional family and you've got like La Brenna and the shark and they don't really get along, but they're both with Andrew Dina because they're both like Andrew Dina's best friend. They're trying not to just like eat each other.
Please.
Get on it, Hollywood.
So, do we now have the rope going across? Did that work?
Yes, yes. You did. You know, okay. The rope going across to the mast of the other ship.
Okay. You should probably
try. I am going to try and go across to the other ship.
Couldn't you try to just pull the rope instead and pull the ship closer to you?
Couldn't you fly?
I mean, Tensho is kind of strong.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that we could get enough inertia to move a boat that size. And if we did, it would almost certainly crash into the boat we are on and destroy one of them at least. Or possibly sink them both.
Well, with manpower, I think you could actually move the ships together and not crash them, because I don't think you'd have strength to crash them.
The problem with moving ships is inertia.
Yeah, of course it is, but it is in water. And Tensho is really strong, so...
I'd be more concerned about the rope snapping, to be honest.
I'm going to shimmy along the rope.
I'm going to attempt to fly over, bearing in mind that my wings might not help me that much.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Both of you roll to see how you get on getting across. Tensho manages to get across, but he does feel like... What is your body situation like at the moment, Tensho?
Head is undead. Body is of that impressive warrior that we...
Oh, yeah, the superhero guy.
Okay, yeah. So at the moment you're held together, so you're fine, you cross okay.
You wanted bits of my body to fall off, didn't you?
It's tempting. So, what's Ash and Andradina doing?
I was going to try and fly across the Sparrow.
Okay, you can just transmute and fly across the Sparrow because you don't have to rely on anything, so that's fine. So it's just Andradina now?
Thing is, I don't think my character can swim very well.
You can doggy paddle, surely.
You have a rope.
Still is there a rope?
I slap Andradina on the back and say, you better not fall in.
Nah, there's a rope, Andradina, you can use to just, you know, climb over.
I will attempt the rope.
Okay, roll. Yep, you managed to climb across with relative ease. So now we just have Bellary.
The undexterous and wooden-legged Bellary. Yes.
So, what are you going to do?
I guess I'll try and also use the rope, but I'm not holding out a fantastic deal of hope, to be honest.
Use your dexterity.
My 2 dexterity.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take that much skill to just hang on to a rope and just, you know, use your arms to cross over. So you don't do it.
You were saying?
It does when you're missing a leg.
Well, you don't use your legs when you're using your arm.
Bellary puts his hand on the rope, swings forward to try and do a sort of arm over arm, like climb across, misses the rope and just flies doing a 450 in the air and lands face first into the water.
That would have put a scorecard saying 3.2.
Yeah, I'm taking a big rabbit leap off the side of the ship and jumping down after him.
Okay. Roll to see if you'll land on top of him.
Last time something like this happened again, I ended up inside of a dead dwarf.
So, Bellary has plummeted into the water. Aura has leapt on top of him. So, Bellary is now trying to swim with a rabbit sitting on his back. What do you want?
Well, I'm going to, like, you know, go sort of below him and push him and paddle him towards the other ship.
Okay.
Can I use my wooden leg as a flotation device to aid me swimming?
That was coming.
I was thinking the same thing, but I think that was sort of natural because wooden legs float, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, after much fucking around, you get Bellary to the other ship. So, you're all standing on the deck of this ship. What do you do now?
What about the shark? Did the shark not go through us?
You throw him meat, he's satisfied.
The shark seemed to be not reappearing after you threw the meat down for it.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm going to say thank you to the shark and give a thumbs up in where I think he is generally, because I feel like it's probably best to be on his good side.
Guys, do you want to go down below deck and see if there's anything funny there?
Sure, yep.
Why not?
Actually, just before we go, I'm going to do another demonology check, because I'm paranoid as fuck.
I wonder why.
An arcana check as well, same reason.
Ah! I still can't tell anything.
Fuck.
Nope. All you can tell is the deck seems remarkably quiet, considering. Mm. And the arcana check, there is nothing arcana here at all.
Is it, like, dusty at all?
It's a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's definitely different to the Rite of Ascension trap ship. So that's a good start.
It might be just nothing on the ship as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't any chicken tracks in the dust, are there?
No.
Okay.
And no cigar butts.
Yeah, also cigar butts are the other thing to look for.
Any wolf tracks?
Nope.
Let's bounce downstairs and see what might be there.
Okay. Let us go exploring.
And of course, you don't have to bounce because I'm the only one that bounce, so...
You descend down below decks, and as you get downstairs, again, the ship seems completely bare. You spend the next 20 minutes looking throughout the entire ship. There is not a crumb on the ship.
Hmm.
Exciting.
Are there shark tracks?
You know, Jabberjaw's not involved this week.
Yeah, I seem lacking in the study of shark tracks. I don't know what they look like. We were heading to an island where the zeppelin came from, the sort of zeppelin central. Is there some way for us to distinguish a way further away that we could just sort of see if we could head somewhere else?
What do you mean?
Towards the zeppelin central.
Well, you were heading in the general direction towards it when you came across this ship.
Does I think we're trying to work out if this ship is related to it or not.
Yeah. Does the boat look dwarfy? Like if we're going to like wherever it is people on boat sleep?
It's
really small bits.
Everything has been removed. There's barely anything here.
About to say, that's pretty stereotypical of you there, Bellary.
I mean, dwarves are short. It's kind of a defining feature along with the beards and being blacksmiths.
Like, what did you expect to find? Like, sleepy, dopey, all those names, and then, like, axes beside the bed?
No, just like a smaller bed that you would expect for someone who wasn't a dwarf.
Yep.
I was going to go off the size of the bed.
So before Bellary keeps digging himself into a further hole, there are no hammocks, no beds, nothing.
Are the ceilings the normal height we'd expect from a ship?
The ceilings are your standard 10-foot high, which is standard for most ships.
Could we maybe just take this ship with us and sail further on?
Is there a figurehead of a mermaid with a beard?
You go and look at the front of the ship, there is no figurehead on it.
Okay.
Is there a name on the side of the ship?
There is the obvious place where it seems that the ship had a name and that name badge has been removed.
Is this like stealing the license plate off someone's car?
It's sounding increasingly it.
So, this ship is completely barren. What do you do?
Bellary.
Beef?
I knew you had another ship before. Wouldn't you like to have an own ship for yourself again?
I would, but also this one doesn't... It's like a shell. Does it even have masts?
It has masts, but it doesn't have any sails.
That's what I meant, the sails. That's the thing.
It doesn't have any sails?
No. It seems that if it did have sails, it'd been removed.
Okay.
The only thing that's not of the ship itself is the anchor, which is still there, which is currently down.
I would like to do a perception check on the anchor.
Okay. It's your standard anchor. Are you going to crank it up and see if anything's there?
Yep.
Okay. You wind the anchor back up. The anchor just seems standard anchor. Chain seems standard. Although the level of like algae and like moss stuck to the chain means it's been here a long time.
Hey guys, do you want to maybe check if there's anything wrong with this chain and anchor or whatever? Just for sake.
How thick is an anchor's chain?
Quite.
Yeah.
So I figured it would probably be like a bit heavier and sturdier than like the chain used to chain up slaves.
Right.
Would it be too thick to wrap around, for instance, one's arms
and
fists?
You could probably have one link as a really big knuckle duster, but that'd be about it.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
But you'd have to break it out of the rest of the chain, which would take you a long time.
Oh, that sounds inconvenient and I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I've never been a seaman, so I wouldn't know.
I think I'm not going to do that joke.
That's a bit on the side of the boat. But yes, in general, they're quite hefty chain.
So, what are you doing now?
I'm going to tell Aura about that time that I punched an anchor off of a ship.
Yes, sounds exciting.
Maybe we should just keep on going.
Well, guys, you know, there's just something about this that doesn't seem right.
Maybe we can.
It's sort of weird, you know, meeting this ship in the middle of nowhere, sort of in the fog.
And yet, it's empty. In our path for heading to the.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's try and have it along with us.
Can I search for secret smuggler holes?
Yes.
There are no secret smuggler holes.
Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. There you go. There's one here! There's one here, guys! I'm gonna punch it! Roll. You punch it, the ship begins to start filling with water.
Yep, I knew that was gonna happen.
I mean, it was a good punch, though, right? A punch through the hull of a ship. That's quite impressive.
Yeah, you punch to the bottom of the ship. The ship is very quickly filling with water.
Back to our own boat quickly.
Can I, like, pat myself on the back for a job well done?
I'll slap you on the back slightly harder than normal.
And I'm going to tie the rope from the mast so that it doesn't drag our boat down with it.
Okay. So, are you going to let people get back across first, then take the rope off the mast, or what?
Yeah, we're going to use the rope first. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm just going to assume you do it. So, after about 10 minutes of faffing around and running out of the boat and escaping and undoing the rope, you eventually get back to the ship and everyone's breathless as this other boat sinks beneath the waves. You decide to call it there for the night. The next morning you wake up, the fog is still there, and the sun can barely penetrate the thickness of the fog.
Is the shark around?
You haven't seen it, but are you continuing to just keep throwing food in and watching for it?
I'm tempted to throw, like, Bellary at the shark, but can we please sort of try to continue in the same direction we were going? Is that possible?
Yep.
Can I have spent the night just kind of hovering over the side of the ship, talking to the shark and throwing food every couple hours?
Yes.
Sure.
Definitely.
Sure.
I am happy.
Okay. The ship sets off again. After about another half an hour of sailing, you come across another derelict ship that seems to be anchored in front of you. What do you do?
Hey, guys.
What is going on?
Let's skip this shit and continue sailing until we get to the Zeppelin Island, please.
Could at least send one of the people who can just sort of fly over to have a peek.
Yeah, I may quickly try and fly over and take a quick look around, and then we can move on past it.
We could just, like, sail up right next to it, and nobody has to fly or anything. Seems easier.
Okay, we can do that.
So you pull the ship up right next to it, you throw a boarding plank over, you all run over, look at the ship again is completely empty, and you all run back again. What do you want to do now?
Did we drag up the anchor chain?
If you want to, yes.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. You pull up the anchor chain. Again, it just seems like it's been there a long time.
Okay, then we shall leave it as we found it, I guess.
Can we tow the ship with us? Was it too big?
You could tow the ship with you if you wanted.
Yeah, let's do that, guys. Then we have another ship, at least a tow, because, I mean, it doesn't have any sails, but it's good to have another ship when Bellary gets too excited.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, you figure it out for yourself, Bellary.
We've got more space for your mutant phone.
Yep.
So, you attach some lines and start towing that ship with you. After another half an hour, you begin to encounter another derelict ship.
What?
Let's do the same shit again. Come on, guys! Woohoo!
On this ship, can I do a dungeoneering?
Yep.
Test?
You find that whatever it is has been very quickly stripped down. As in, this time you find, like, a couple of frayed ropes and stuff like that, and marks on the floor, as in everything seems to have been very quickly removed from the ship.
Are there any signs that the ships could have been stripped and things been loaded into a Zeppelin?
There's not really anything that you could find from that, but no.
Okay.
But is there any brass on the ship?
No.
So it's a possibility.
As you sail on this time, can everyone roll me a d20, please?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Yay! Ash is safe.
Is that everyone except Bellary and Ash rolling low?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone except for Bellary and Ash starts being entranced by singing they can hear.
Oh, God.
It's getting... It's beginning to grow louder the closer it gets to the ship.
So, but it's pretty.
Can we hear the singing?
You can
not
hear the singing. Everyone else seems to be sort of like, you know, like sort of like close your eyes and memories of home kind of thing.
It's
everyone else
is going to
get that, whereas Bellary and Ash just sort of look at each other like, what the fuck's going on.
Earplugs for everyone.
As Ash begins to start handing earplugs round, you see another ship break through the fog wall and draw up alongside you. On board, there seems to be... Thank you. There seems to be three or four people, like, immediately on board who wave at you and shout ahoy as they get close to you. What do you do?
Ooh.
Are we now able to do stuff?
Yep.
They are coming closer on their ship and waving ahoy to us. Yep. So I'm just gonna go load the cannon. I take it we have cannons on our ship?
You do, yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna load a cannon and just say, hold it right there! Get any closer and I will shoot your ass off the fucking planet.
We have cannons, it turns out we don't have any cannonballs.
Shh. Well, I've got balls enough.
Oh man.
No.
We are not loading a rabbit into the cannon.
Well, I'm just gonna load up the cannon anyways and just, you know.
What are you gonna load it with?
Well, I'm not gonna load it with. I'm just gonna look like I have loaded it so they know that I've got the cannon loaded.
Right, okay.
Told them to hold off, yeah.
So the other ship comes alongside yours and you see a early 20s female elf who looks incredibly pretty and a male orc who again looks far more handsome than he has any right to be. They sort of bow to you and wave from their ship as they pull up next to you. What do you do?
Can I do my card check, please?
Yep.
I bow back to them while trying to work out in my head what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if Bellry is over the whole Linda dying thing.
There is definite arcana.
Can I do a demon knowledge check? I don't think it's going to bring anything up, but it's worth checking. For fuck's sake!
Nothing there. They get alongside you and they basically just shout hello, and they have just escaped from the creature that's in the middle of this sort of mist, and they're very short on supplies. Could you help them?
Sorry, we don't have any supplies. Could you tell us what creature you have? Everything here seems kind of silly.
And it's everything we found is deserted, and now we're stuck in this fog.
Maybe you actually have lots of supplies that you've got from other ships. Now glare.
Roll to glare. You glare, and the girl looks at you and just goes, "Oh, look at his face." And she does the sort of like patting you motion.
Okay.
I like whack her hand away because I am not over the death of Secret Linda yet.
She's not near you, she's just sort of like gesturing from afar.
She's just gesturing.
Yeah, I'm gonna emit an aura of cuteness with my captain suit.
Of course you are.
And what are you wanting your aura of cuteness to do?
Well, just, you know, awe them.
The male orc goes, "Oh, he's so cute, I just want to squish him."
I'm sure we can probably find some supplies to spare, but can you tell us more about this monster?
They tell you that it's some kind of leviathan-like creature, and it basically like lures ships in, and they were lucky to escape with half their crew.
This might sound stupid, but can we see the elf lady's like legs, or is she wearing like a long dress?
She's wearing a long dress. Why?
She could be concealing tentacles.
Can I do a nature check to check if she's a siren?
She has hands, if that's what you're asking, Bellry, and yes, you can.
But she could be concealing tentacles under the dress.
Yeah.
You could be, okay. Yeah, she could still be a siren. Ooh.
She seems completely human.
Okay.
For an elf.
Completely human.
Yeah. Well, human for an elf, effectively. Like, humanoid, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just like to do a
but sirens are humanoid, apart from having tails.
It could just be an illusion.
What are they hiding?
An illusion. What are you hiding?
Something's not quite right.
Perception shake.
They seem far happier than you'd expect from someone that's escaped.
Guys, it might be the dust again. You know that fucking dust.
That fucking dust, yeah.
That awful happy dust.
Oh,
that's
God,
why
Toby.
I look like I do. Yeah, Toby.
That deranged fox.
You guys haven't seen a fox around here anywhere, have you?
She looks at you very confused and says, "What do you mean by a fox?"
About yay high, like red fur, kind of looks like a
dog. You'd know if you'd met him.
Oh, actual fox.
Yes, an actual fox.
They look at each other with very puzzled faces and look back at you and say, "No, why?"
Okay, that's fine.
What about like a golem called Ramses?
They again look at you confused and say, "We haven't seen a golem in generations."
Oh, but you have seen a golem.
Jacques.
Jacques.
And I point at them.
With an outstretched finger.
Are you going to shout objection next, Billy?
No, because I'm accusing them, not objecting to the accusation.
If I can come over to your ship and examine it before we lend you any help, that might be acceptable to us.
Okay.
Or,
is that okay?
I don't think any of us want to get any closer to them. We can just can them a couple of supplies and let them go. We don't want to get even reach of them.
I think that I can sacrifice myself. That is necessary. Just going over there and just shaking it out. I mean, I'm still a rabbit, so...
Rabbits can be food, though. And they are desperate for supplies.
Of course, but I don't think they're genuine. But I think that maybe if anything happens to me, guys, you can just, you know, blow them to smithereens or whatever.
Can we tell which direction this music's coming from?
The music just seems to be coming from the direction they came.
What? But it's not coming from them specifically.
There is no music coming from them specifically, no.
Why aren't they being all weird with the music?
You can ask them if you want.
We should ask them.
I will. And what would like a prosecution lawyer's word then?
Are you back to being
excuse me,
lawyer?
So some of us have started to hear this strange noise, almost like singing, coming from the direction you just came from. Do you know anything about that?
They again exchange glances and look back at you and shake their head. No, we've not heard anything.
I slam. I throw a piece of paper on the deck of the ship and I turn to Andrew Dina and I go, "Your Honor, they're avoiding the question."
Oh, yeah. God, lawyer.
I'm just going over there and putting my earplugs into the ears of the female elf.
You're putting your earplugs into her ears?
Yep.
Okay, roll. You bounce across to their ship, and you attempt to put your earplugs in. As you do that, she takes it that you want a hug, and she picks you up and starts squeezing you and going, "Isn't he a cutie-wutie-wutie-wutie rabbit?"
Oh, I love a hug.
So, what now?
You guys want to help me out, or...?
You're the one that wanted to go over there.
I'm perfectly happy, to be honest.
After she's hugged Aura, she passes him to the orc, who also hugs him and makes squeeing noises. And she turns to you and says, "Thank you for your gift of the rabbit friend."
Look, you don't get to keep him.
I call across, "We need him back. Also, what the hell are you doing here?"
They tell you that they have just escaped and it's very grateful that you have given them a rabbit friend, even for just a hug. They could have done with it right now.
As long as we get him back.
Action, Your Honor, they're tempering with evidence.
Can we pass a barrel of water and a barrel of food as well, so they've got some supply?
Okay. As you begin to shift the barrel towards them and stuff, they ask you where you're headed.
Where are you headed?
We found something that's kind of pointing us in this sort of direction, so we're just going to go with it and see what we find.
Yes. She tells you, are you expected?
No, we're not.
Expected by who?
She immediately sort of brushes off the question. Is like, no, I just wanted to know if people were waiting for you.
Yes.
We have friends who know where we are and would be very concerned if they don't hear back from us.
You recovered the items from the dirigible.
I'm more concerned with why you want to know whether if we disappeared, no one would know about it.
She tilts her head and says, "Dirigible?
It's like a zeppelin."
Oh, the sky thing. She sort of claps excitedly.
"Excuse me, you ignored my point.
What did you find in the sky thing?"
"That is classified information. We were sent to retrieve an item and we retrieved it."
"Oh, so you're delivery people?"
"Of a sort."
"You must have such magical items."
"Yes, no. For example, I have these dentures. I still do not know what they do, but I have them."
"Most of the stuff we tend to pass on to the people hired us to deliver it, and if we haven't got much left."
"Yeah, we don't tend to stockpile wonderful things."
She again goes, "Wow, that's wonderful.
Thank you very much for your warning about the monster. Here's your supplies, and we really need to be going on now."
She takes Aura back off of her orc friend, gives him another squeeze, and then lets him go so he can bounce back.
"Thank you!
and they begin to take the barrels of food and water and begin to set sail off. And they say, bye, bye. I hope you find your son, Belray.
What?
What do you know about Drumstick?
They have sailed off at this stage.
I'm really good at shouting between ships.
I immediately start looking around for cigar stumps.
Looking around for what, sorry?
Cigar stumps.
Ah, no.
I think we've been played.
Yeah,
you think?
And don't tell me what those enchanted dentures do either.
I was trying to find out why they were looking to capture us or seize us or whatever, because, you know, why else do you check if someone is known to be in the area and if anyone cares if they're about?
It was kind of why I wanted to get away from them.
Yeah, totally crazy.
They creep me out a bit.
Yeah, but they might have been influenced by the sirens as well, so that's why I tried the earplug thingy.
I'm working with them. Or, you know, part of the sirens just magically hidden by an illusion. Because we
exactly.
Make us feel sort of all complacent.
Let's continue sailing towards the...
Are you staying where you are? Are you sailing on? Or what are you doing?
I am looking to the sky and thinking of Drumstick. Ah. Really dramatically.
Perhaps we should sail on a little bit. But I think we should also be very much on the lookout for attack and ambush.
Do I have my earplugs still in?
You did try and put them in her ears, but you didn't manage to, so yes, you still have them.
Oh, thank you. I think we should sail on then.
Same direction that you're going?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe we should try and go around whatever's making the music.
I don't think we can get around it. I think it's sort of omnidirectional.
It might be difficult to get far enough to...
We're always going to get sort of into it any way we want it, unless, yeah.
Apparently, you can soundproof a room with egg cartons. Like,
yes.
Stick them to a wall.
Partially.
Yeah. Do we have a lot of egg cartons?
No.
So let's sail in the same direction then. We have earplugs, so.
So you begin to sail in the same direction. Nothing else really happens for the rest of the day. But as night falls, you begin to see a flickering light in the distance. What do you do?
Does it look like the light of a cigar being in, like, smoked?
From miles away, yes, could be. No, it's
not. I don't know how far it is.
Are there any telescopes on the ship?
I don't think you have any telescopes, no.
Is the light all the wispy?
It's about level to where you are, but it seems straight ahead in the distance.
Don't sextants have, like, a telescope attached to them? Because you have, like, three sextants.
They actually have, yeah.
Really?
Yep, they do.
If they do, then yes, you have one.
So if we do have a sextant, we have a telescope. Hey guys, should we check out that little light distance, perhaps? Do we have anything better to do?
Other than being incredibly wary as we carry on traveling, not...
I mean, we could just, you know, sail the seas just for fun and have a laugh.
Well,
and maybe have a barbecue and stuff like that.
That's what Captain Ash suggested yesterday. We could try that.
Is a barbecue advisable on a wooden vessel?
Yes, it is.
As long as we put something non-flammable underneath it.
So we could just go barbecue some sausage or whatever and just have a laugh. It would be nice, but I'm really interested in what is, like, over there by the light.
I want to know what's singing to me.
If it's sirens singing to you, then they want to eat you, and not in a nice way.
Yeah, that's why I want to kill it.
But it would be such an appropriate one for the episode.
Because it's 69, I get what you did there. Sex.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweetie.
We should go siren hunting.
I need a new wife.
Okay, we are going straight for the
twinkly thing.
Cause of the sound.
Yeah.
Okay. You head straight ahead and eventually you come to... It looks like the burning wreck of a ship, but unlike the other ships, this seems to have stuff still on it.
Oh, okay.
So there are several, like, pockets of stuff floating around. Some of it's on fire, some of it isn't. What do you do?
I feel like we should have a harpoon. A harpoon seems pretty siren.
Tencho, could you please throw me over to the other ship?
Okay.
So
with my mighty strength, I take careful aim and
Yeah!
You hurl the rabbit through the air. He lands with relative grace on the other ship.
Woohoo!
So, what are you doing on the other ship?
Can I do a perception check and see if there's anything interesting?
Okay. The top layer of the ship seems to have burned away completely. What's left seems to be a very small sealed chest, which when you pick up and shake sounds like it's full of coins and other items. You also see a small box, which again is sealed, and you also find there's like several scraps of material.
Ooh.
Are the boxes on fire or are they?
No, they're not on fire.
Bring back the material, I can use it to make cute outfits fire.
I will try, but I will take the boxes first.
You can probably carry both boxes and the material if you want to take everything.
Yeah, I'll take everything then.
So you're just swimming back to the ship with all this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. You swim back to the ship with all this stuff, and as the rest of the ship kind of burns to the ground, as you climb back on the ship, you also notice a small bottle with what seems to be some sort of letter inside it bobbing around in the water.
Oh no, a bottle. Arr.
It's a good thing Stilgar is missing.
Oh yes.
It is that episode.
It is.
We'll pick up the bottle with a message in it, yeah, well.
So, you now have a bottle with a message in it, a small sealed box, a large sealed trunk, and some scraps of material.
Okay.
What colour is the material?
It is tie-dye.
Oh.
That sounds right. Can you read the message in the bottle?
Yeah, read the message, and I can use some lock picking to open the container.
Are you opening the bottle or are you smashing the bottle?
Open.
Okay. Carefully.
So you read open and fiddlily remove the scrap of paper inside. The smell of the bottle makes it feel like it's been a rum bottle.
Yep.
Yay!
On the piece of paper, it says, "They have taken me to the island. Help, please, anyone." And you notice the scribble below looks very much like Stilgar's signature.
Okay.
Stilgar has a signature?
Yep.
It looked like a giant X with an S through it or something like that. I can't remember what he had before.
I like the idea that he has signed his help me note. I should pull out the ear that I apparently have of Stilgar's.
Are you opening the big chest or the small chest?
Big chest first.
Big chest first, okay. You open the big chest. Inside are several small gold coins. There is a, it's say well loved, but it's not well loved, it's much sort of well treasured leather bound book.
Okay.
Which seems to have writing in it for about the first, maybe third of it. And the last item in there is, it's like a small bag of kind of like jewellery, but you're not really sure.
Can we try to read the book?
You can try to read the book,
can we tell what language it's in or anything?
It just seems to be in general script. You read through the book. The book seems to be the heartfelt writings of someone that seems to be lost at sea. And you hand it to Bellry. Bellry, do a roll. Natural 20. Okay, Bellry immediately recognises it as Secret Linda's handwriting.
What? That's my ex who we thought was dead.
But is she now with Stilgar? How the hell did that happen?
Love triangle.
How do we know that she's with Stilgar? We don't.
No, we don't. But the other clues point towards him.
The entries sound like they are after when the whole thing was...
As you look through the entries start by mentioning a fight with Bellry and then a small fight with something else, which is very scribbled. And then there's lots of, like, illegible scribblings, and then it came to the end with, "I think our boat's under attack." And then it stops suddenly.
Okay.
As much as I appreciate Captain Ash's thing for books, I'm going to keep a hold of this one. Sentimental shit.
Can we open the small chest, please?
Yep. You crack open the small box. Inside the small box is a box full of cigars.
What?
So, Secret Linda, Stilgar, and Drumstick are all together?
Or somebody is setting a very clever trap for us.
I mean, I got a 20 on that roll. I mean, it's probably her writing.
Well, that was
it could
before.
Definitely be her writing.
God damn it, I don't care for trap. That's my son and my ex and that guy I spent some time around.
It's maybe your ex, but it's not your son. Not a chance in hell, because no.
I'm failing to see how they could all have ended up meeting each other without someone doing it deliberately.
Someone did do it deliberately.
Remember that we're in a siren's domain right now.
Guys, we can't leave them if they're actually there, though.
God damn it, I can't pass on this chance if it is them. And I throw the bottle on the floor.
This is going to go well.
We are going to knowingly walk into a trap of some kind.
Yeah, I think the best thing we could do now is like hit Bellary on the head really hard.
Can we have a look at Stilgar's ear?
Okay.
So we should have a look at his ear, which was doing the spinning like a compass thing.
I'll fish Stilgar's ear out my pocket, I guess, and toss it to.
Was it in your pocket? Really?
I mean, it was in my inventory, so.
Isn't it gold
ear?
Nice. It is
just
gold.
Just pick off some of the lint. Pick off some of the pocket lint.
Like, it makes it a little less terrible, the fact that it isn't like a flesh ear.
True, yes.
I mean, Lobrena probably would have eaten it if it was, so.
Do lobsters eat ears?
I think they are generally omnivorous. They tend to be quite scavengy and pretty much eat any old flesh they find around.
They eat pretty much anything.
They're cannibalistic.
Fair.
Like mice.
Mice are cannibals.
They eat their own babies.
I've fished Stilgar's ear out of my pocket, picked the lint off and given it to Dragon.
Okay.
I want to see where his ear is pointing towards now.
His ear is pointing towards the east.
Is that where the noise was coming from?
Yes.
Is that where the bottle floated from?
Yes. The bottle would seem to be on the west side of the ship, but literally that's when you just sort of pulled up to this wreck, so...
Okay.
Is the music sort of lute music or panpipe music?
It just seems to be singing.
Okay.
It wouldn't be lute because he melted the lute down to make his ear.
He did. I think what we're going to do is knowingly walk into this trap.
Right. If we do that, then we have the element of double surprise. Because they're going to be like, oh, we've got these idiots. But we're going to be like, no, we know we're expecting it, and we're just going to like jump you guys instead.
Yep. I'm going to bounce in first as well. Because I'm a rabbit, and bouncing is what I do.
What tiggers do?
Giant rabbits are bouncy.
Tiggers doesn't exist, so no. Yeah.
In Winnie the Pooh, rabbit was kind of a dick as well.
I always hated rabbit in Winnie the Pooh.
Why?
Because he's a dick.
Yeah.
He's Arnold Rimmer.
No, I need to know this. Why?
He's the most annoying character in all of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, and he's arrogant.
Ever.
He has an annoying voice, and he's always like, "Stay the fuck out, my cabbage patch, Tigger."
It's like
when Tigger only just wants to party and get crunk.
I love all the characters from Winnie the Pooh except for Rabbit, because he's just like so.
Why do you find Rabbit arrogant but not Owl?
Because I didn't remember Owl. I don't watch that much Winnie the Pooh.
Who is Owl?
Owl is the Owl.
The smart Owl.
And well, I don't remember Owl from Winnie the Pooh either.
Oh god. Anyway, let's save the long debate about Winnie the Pooh for another day.
Thank you.
What are you doing now?
I hold the tie-dye socks around my head and say, we've got to save them.
We are knowingly going into what is probably a horrible trap that we are still going to manage to spring around us and then somehow inventively and miraculously find a way out of it and fix it. Because that's what we do.
And I'm bouncing headfirst into it.
I'm going to take one of Drumstick cigars and like put it behind my ear.
Okay. It doesn't fit behind your ear because it's too thick, but okay.
I'm going to keep a hold of Stilgar's ear.
What, did you not think we'd gross out by the pocket lint?
I think you're going to have enough concerns to keep hold of as we travel into this trap in the east, you know, with Secret Linda and potentially Drumstick. You've probably got enough going on.
That is fair.
Hey guys, I'm feeling really sort of tempted to just knock out Bellary before we go in.
Why?
Just because it seems like he's got a lot of shit rolling on this.
Well, it's easier.
And we don't.
Damn it, I need to be there. That's my son and ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
We could have a barrel on standby, so if he gets really out of hand.
Do we have a barrel on standby?
I think I may have one on hand.
No, I forbid Tenshaw to carry any barrels. The last time he did, I lost a leg.
Wait, someone else carry the barrel then.
Yeah, I can carry the barrel. I mean, I'm a strong bunny.
I just have like an image of like a barrel with two bunny feet sticking out of the bottom and like eye holes. And then, like, the tops of the ears coming out the other end.
Not as cute as the captain's outfit, I take it, but...
Anyway, so, yeah. Are you just sailing off towards the sound?
Yep.
I guess so.
So, you begin to head towards the sound, as it's still getting into night, and it gets almost pitch black, despite the mist, as you begin to head towards the east. Are you okay. wanting to head in at night, or you want to wait till morning?
I think we should head out in the night, because that's more auspicious.
Auspicious?
Yeah.
I guess it's more unexpected.
Damn it, we don't have time to wait. That's my son and ex-girlfriend.
I think you should actually sort of chain up Bellary in the ship somehow, because...
I think he might be incredibly vulnerable to whatever this trap is.
Exactly.
We will wait till nightfall.
We don't have to wait till nightfall. It's already nightfall. We're going in. But yeah, let's chain up Bellary. Hey guys, are you with me?
Are you going to chain up Bellary?
I'm not with you on that one.
I'm going to stay out of this one.
Let's not start fighting amongst ourselves again, please.
Are you going to behave yourself? Says the giant rabbit.
Yep.
Well, even if he does, it doesn't mean the rest of us will. So let's just go.
Behaving ourselves isn't a common theme.
True. I think we should just go.
Damn, I'm going to rescue my son.
If Bellary is about to get sucked into something terrible, he will inevitably, based on previous performances, go into an 80s slow-mo action kick punch whatever, yeah. and thereby yeah. miss the entire thing.
This is potential.
So, to be fair, that is how Drumstick got lost in the first place.
Yes, it is, funnily enough.
Let's go in then. Let's take this sucker down.
Very carefully.
So you head towards the noise. As it gets to about 2 or 3 in the morning, you come across what seems to be a small island. There are like torches on either side of the dock leading up a hill towards what looks like a sort of banquet hall where there is a glowing light. What do you do?
A whole round of perception checks, please. Ooh.
It does seem to be very ominous, but you can't really tell that much more than the fact it's ominous. It seems like whatever is here seems to be waiting for you.
Okay, I'm going to do a demonology check, even though it's probably not. And I'm probably going to roll a 6 again. 3. Fuck's sake.
No, there's nothing demonic here at all.
Right, here's the plan. Drumstick's a chicken. What would a chicken be best friends with, if not a rabbit?
It is Easter.
We have Aura knock on the cave door or whatever and be like, "Hello, can Drumstick come out to play?" And then we ambush them.
Is there a door at all?
That's a fair question.
You can do that thing that is really annoying when people come into a room and pretend to knock on a door and say knock knock.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
I do also.
By the same logic, could we lure the sirens out by getting Lobrena to call them out, like in The Little Mermaid?
There's an idea.
Can I try and sneak up towards the building? Okay. As I do so, So I'm not walking up to the door. I'm kind of walking up to the side of it. Do I come across any, like, traps or tripwires or alarms or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Right. I guess I'm probably in position for if they're wanting to do some sort of ambush. Oh, wait, no. Is this a building with a roof?
Yes.
Can I fly up and be on the roof above the door?
Roll.
Oh, this is going to go terribly, isn't it?
Yep, you fly up and you land on top of the roof.
Okay, so as you guys walk up to the door, I can watch from above.
Is there a door?
There's not so much a door as a sort of beaded curtain.
So kicking it wouldn't have much of a dramatic effect.
You could kick the beaded curtain, I'm sure it'd have the same effect.
I dramatically fling open this beaded curtain.
Roll.
Where's Drumstick?
You hear a sort of like rattling noise of a beaded curtain, and then you go, "Where's Drumstick?" The room is completely empty. There is a small altar leading up to a throne, and there is 2 smaller thrones on the left and to the right. What do you do?
Look for signs of cigar butts or cigar ash around.
There doesn't seem to be any.
I'm just gonna head up to the middle throne and ask if Drumstick's around.
ask the empty throne if the drumsticks are around.
Is it an empty throne? Okay. Then I will just go up to the throne and do a perception check. See if I can see anything interesting.
Okay. As you look at the throne has a... It's like it's engraved with a like seashell that looks like a horn. And as you look at it, you hear a slight fanfare from the right side. And a group of what looks like robed servants come in, carrying a table with them and start preparing it with food.
I grab the nearest one and like push him against the wall and ask him where drumstick is.
Okay, roll.
Ellery, behave.
You shove the cultist against the wall. He doesn't answer. He just sort of shakes his head.
I kick him in the stomach and ask him again.
Ellery, stop it.
Damn it, he's my son.
Roll. Someone get the barrel.
As you swift to kick him, your foot goes right the way through and the robe falls to the ground.
There was nothing inside the robe.
Nope.
If I stay outside, am I aware of any of this? Or do I need to...
You hear a commotion and you hear Bellry going, "Where is my son?" But
okay.
you don't hear much more.
I'm going to take a quick look around to make sure nothing else is happening out here. And then I will come into the room and be very, "The fuck is going on?"
There's robes, but they're empty, and I throw the robe to the floor, like, really dramatically.
Okay.
Are the robes still, like, making dinner?
As you throw the robes to the other side, they seem to sort of, like, regrow back up, and the cultist carries on as if he didn't interact with you.
What are they putting on the table that they are preparing food of?
They seem to be preparing some sort of banquet feast.
Somebody do an arcana check, please.
It's not, for example... chicken wings by any chance or anything like that, is it?
It could very well be. As they sort of finish preparing the meal, they gesture to you towards the like six or seven seats at the other side of the table.
Any of the sort of food or the servants and stuff, what sort of magic's hanging around them?
Again, this whole place sort of feels like magic, but that's about it.
I will ask the servants where their master is.
Again, they just shake their head and don't talk to you.
Okay. Can I do a dungeoneering check, please?
Something in this room feels definitely off.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put your finger on what it is, but something definitely feels not right.
Okay.
As you are sort of feeling this and take your seats, you hear a gong go off, and the girl and orc from earlier appear from either side of the room and take their seats beside the large throne.
Who is sitting on the middle throne then?
Nobody's in the middle throne at the moment.
So not happy with this.
Are you doing anything else?
Yes, I'm going to flip the banquet table and be like, point at the elf lady and be like, "Where's drumstick?"
I'm going to pick him up by the collar and just hold him completely off the ground.
It's a very table heavy. Is too heavy for you to flip, so you just go.
Can I abandon the table and still point and be like, "Where's Bellary? Where's Bellary?
The girl again gestures to you in the sort of aw pat motion.
I am going to take Bellary, pick him up by the scruff of his neck, and I'm going to put my other hand around his mouth to make him shut up for a little bit.
Okay, roll. Yep, you pick Bellary up and shush him.
Someone else talk.
Hey, guys, where are your leader? The one who needs to sit on the big throne.
The orc tells you he will be here in a minute.
How does this fit with what you told us earlier? Or are you just going to ignore that question as well?
The girl just smiles at you and says, "We don't have to answer everything."
No, but it does suggest that some of what you said to us were lies.
The orc just smiles and says that we don't always have to tell the truth. All we need is you to arrive here.
Why?
As you ask the question, you hear another gong go off, and you see a incredibly scantily clad male walk in, and he takes his seat in the middle of the throne. He looks very early 20s, very slender body like an elf, and he takes his seat at the big throne. He looks incredibly delicate. What do you do?
I am probably sitting there with daggers in my hand, hidden under the table, because
okay.
Really, really not okay with this.
Okay.
I would ask the one landing on the big throne, what are you doing here?
He speaks in an incredibly calm, soothing voice, and he tells you that he has just welcomed you as new friends, and you just have to enjoy your meal. Don't worry, everything you want can come true here.
Do I fall for this?
Roll and I'll tell you. No, you seem not to really fall for his way of speech, but he's incredibly soothing when he speaks.
Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
He just smiles at you and says, I'll never get over you mortals giving each other names. We don't use this process.
On our approach here, we found items that indicated that people we know may have been here.
All your friends are here. Everyone ends up here. Sit. Eat. It'll all become clear in time.
That just makes me think that there's going to be something mind control in the food.
No, no. We don't need to put mind control in the food. We could just mind control you if we wanted to. We don't, though. We prefer it easier the other way.
And you are not mortal?
He sort of laughs and chuckles to himself and then runs a finger all from his like neck all the way down to his knee and then goes, this body couldn't be perfect for long enough to be mortal.
I see, as you wish.
He claps his hands and the cultists again reappear and start like putting even more food onto the table. What do you do?
I mean, I'm like struggling and punching at the air.
I'm going to keep my hands on my daggers where they are. But I'm not going to touch the food.
Okay.
I haven't even bothered sitting down in the first place.
Can I try and bite Tensho's hand? He's got over my mouth.
Roll. You try and bite Tensho's hand. After you sort of bite through, you get the taste of dead flesh in your mouth and it's disgusting and it makes you start retching.
Ooh. Can I try and lick his hand? And like he'll be like, gross, and let go.
Sure, roll.
And I am going to roll to resist that.
A very
natural 20. Tendril starts going, oh, Valerie.
You're not helping the slash friction.
I'm getting increasingly concerned.
Yes, it would seem quite clear that our friends are not actually here. And thank you for your hospitality, but I'm afraid we must be going now.
Oh, bye!
The elf sits up and says, but they are here. Who is it you wish me to show you?
At this point, I give Beldy a stern look and I remove my hand from his mouth for a moment.
Okay.
Give me my son back. Is Tensho holding his back at all or what?
No, I'm still holding you back, but verbally you're allowed to say a name and
he's
I will cover your mouth
Valerie.
Again.
Oh.
I don't want to see him. I want you to give me him back.
Oh. The chicken, and you hear a, and the cultists bring in a small, angry-looking bird in a cage.
What? Is that your son, Valerie?
Does he look particularly hard-boiled? Does
he
have a scar across his eye?
He looks exactly as you remember him in chicken form.
Why is my son in a cage?
Well, you know, it's easier to keep him that way.
Valerie, it's not your son. It's just an illusion. This guy's trying to get us all to stay here so that we become his little minions.
I'm not planning on staying here. I'm planning on taking back Drumstick and also Linda if she's still here. Maybe still Garth. It's not too much trouble.
That's brilliant.
Your very variable loyalty is not encouraging, Bellry.
Variable? How's that variable?
I know full well that Ravain is not here because it's not on fire yet.
Yes. And we can't hear any horrendous yodeling that would be Stilgar.
His eyes sort of narrow as you keep speaking, but carry on.
I will go up to him and just say, stop this nonsense.
He looks at you and says, you may not believe that, he gestures towards Drumstick, the chicken is real, but this one is. And someone walks in a robe and reveals it to be Secret Linda.
Dun, dun, dun.
She is exactly as you remember her, but she has a very large burn mark on her forehead.
So a tear falls down Beller's face and he just says, sorry.
She asks you who you are.
What?
Now that can't be the real Linda because I'm unforgettable.
The elf tells you that he has wiped her memory, as he does with all those who arrive here, and he points to the scar mark on her head. If you stay, I can have it removed.
Why would we stay if she has no idea who we are or what our previous connections were?
If we stay, you'll just do the same to us anyway.
You won't do it, and we'll have no idea that you should have. No.
Does Drumstick... Is the side of Drumstick's face burnt?
No. Why?
So Drumstick hasn't had his memory wiped?
No.
Can I pull out the cigar and see if Drumstick responds to the cigar?
Roll. Drumstick has no response to the cigar.
That's not my son. Where's the real Drumstick?
Can I stand up and start backing towards the doorway at this point?
You can, yes.
Actually, can I look round? Can I see anything outside now?
Not really, no. It's still pretty dark outside.
Okay. I'm very distrustful and very on edge. I do not trust them.
Neither do I. I think we should just go.
I want to hit him with a chair.
I pull Bellry backwards towards the door.
Okay. As you pull back towards the door, two rather large guards appear in the doorway.
So if we don't choose to stay, you leave us with no choice?
Everybody comes here. That's just how it is.
And what about those that don't?
Everybody comes here.
Why? Jazz, need to get the fuck out.
Yeah,
why does everybody come here?
Now we're leaving. Have a nice day.
The orc and girl draw weapons and begin to move towards you.
Is this like some sort of afterlife?
No, it's a trap.
It's a trap. We knew we were walking into a trap. We just had to check in case they really did have one of our friends. They don't. And frankly, if that is Secret Linda, then who's to say she'd be better off with us than she is here?
Fair point.
She is here as a slave and not her own will.
We don't know what her choice was when she got here. Now she chooses to come with us. That's fine. So. But her memory is wiped.
I'm sapping the main elf with my lightning stick.
Okay, roll. You try and shock the elf just sort of laughs. So you have an armed orc and an armed human female moving towards you.
I am going to probably be quite stressed and freak out a bit. Will I be able to make my wings extend and kind of hover?
Probably.
Okay, I'm going to do that and try and go up as high as I can.
Okay. So what's everyone else doing?
I look at either Linda or the facsimile of Linda, and with like tears in my eyes I go, remember the night at the castle?
She just looks at you with a very blank expression and keeps blinking.
Is there any pattern to her blinking? Is it sort of a code or anything?
It just seems to be like a very blank, like, confusion blinking.
I know Linda. If she was blinking it would be like longitude and latitude coordinates or some shit.
So, what is Tepo and Andradina doing?
I'm uncertain of what I'm going to do. I'm tempted just to pick everyone up and run at the building.
Okay.
How big are your arms?
Fairly big.
What is the wingspan of a Tensho?
The wingspan of a Tensho is about 182 centimetres.
That's not that big, is it?
No. So, what are you all doing?
Trying to get free of Tensho to hit the guy in the throne with a chair.
I'm kind of considering just, like, flying at the guards in the window and trying to shift them out the way so everyone can run.
Okay.
I don't know what anyone else is doing.
Have you looked to see any other ways out other than the door we entered by and the door that they came in?
There are just the two doors they came in from and the door behind. Is Tendril going to let Bellry hit someone with a chair?
Oh, hell no. I take it you want to roll for that?
Yep. Nope, Bellry breaks free and charges forward to try and hit someone with a chair. Who is he trying to hit with a chair, Bellry?
Okay, so I'm not going to hit anyone with a chair. I'm going to throw a chair at the people in the thrones and try and tackle the cultist guy who's holding the drumstick cage.
Okay, roll. You hurl a chair towards the throne. It crashes through the orc. The orc, like, immediately drops his sword and his arm seems to be pissing blood. The cultist guarding drumstick dodges out of the way of the chair and the other one just starts pushing the cage back out of the room.
I mean, I'm going to try and scrabble for that cage.
Okay. What's everyone else doing while Bilry's throwing furniture?
From being higher up, can I see further into the doors at the back of the room?
I usually see that there's two guards standing there.
I thought they were at the door where we came in.
Yeah. You came in at the back door.
Okay. The door that they came in from.
All right, yeah.
What can I see?
It doesn't seem to have anything in it. Seems empty.
So it's like an empty room?
It just leads to an exit of the hall itself. Doesn't seem to lead anywhere.
Oh, okay, so that might take us out of the building.
It might, yes.
What's the building made of?
It's made of some sort of wood, leather, canvas-y thing.
Can we just cut a hole in the wall?
You could.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. You make an incision in the wall, but you can't cut a big enough hole yet.
I'm very confused by the whole situation, I think.
So am I, yeah.
Okay, we just need to find a way to get out of this building. So looking at a doorway would probably be useful, or going through one and getting out of the building would be useful.
I'm working on making one.
I'm intending to just, you know, fly out of the door at the back right now. So yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, roll. Yep, you manage to fly straight through the guards, like knocking them both sideways as you go at the back door.
Okay. Has anything outside changed since we went in there?
Since you were in there, it's like a sort of flicker of illusion has faded and the tranquility of everything seems to be fading.
Okay.
You hear the elf stand up and screech at you to get back here.
Can I kick the elf in the face?
You can try.
I like the directness of it.
You run to try and kick the elf in the face, but his two guards, the woman and the orc, get in the way.
Can Lobrenna, pinch them to get them out of the way?
So I might be asking a bit much, but roll anyway.
So, are the two of you coming in different directions?
Yes, Dragon has ran out the back of the room, and Androdina is currently fighting at the top of the room.
I guess you could say they have executed a pincer maneuver.
While this is going on, I'm going to fly over to the other side of the building to see what I can see there.
Okay, roll. Okay, you just see one of the cultists frantically wheeling a cage containing the very still-looking drumstick out.
Okay. Does drumstick now look like an illusion?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. But the servant doesn't?
No.
Right, okay. Can I follow where he's taking the cage to?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to follow him just now while inside continues the carnage.
So, what are you doing?
I'm going to look at Linda again and say sorry again and chase after Drumstick.
Okay, roll. Natural 20. She looks at you and tilts her head and goes, "But who are you?" As you sort of sprint out of the room, shunting the orc out of the way.
A single tear hangs in the air for a second, catches the light and twinkles.
I'm just going to continue trying to cut the wall open.
Okay, yep. Roll. Natural 20. Yes, you easily carve a hole in the sidewall.
Doors open, people.
Hey!
Are you grabbing Linda or are you leaving her where she is?
You should it. I'll grab her.
Okay.
It's a good thing Bellary is chasing after Broomstick right now.
Fair enough. So Androdina grabs Linda and you all start running. Bellary gets about the same point to where Dragon is but on the ground and notices Drumstick seems to sort of dissolve into putty in the bottom of the cage.
Can I see where the servant was taking the cage?
It just seems to be when it goes through a sort of magical field, it just all melts.
Okay, well, I shall swoop down and go, well, Drumstick was an illusion and dissolved, so Secret Linda probably will as well, so don't freak out when that happens.
Can I throw a rock at the cultist? a big rock.
Sure. You throw a rock at the cultist, you hear a, smack noise and a, and then he collapses into a heap. Behind you, the female pirate effectively has a very large sword and is trying to swing for your head. She doesn't manage to hit you. I assume everyone else is running, so it's just Dragon and Bellary that need to tell me what they're doing.
I'm going to swoop down and tackle her because, well, she knows where Bellary is, but
yeah.
I might have a chance of surprise.
Okay, roll.
Fuck.
Okay, you swoop down and barrel into her and roll around to the ground a bit. Bellary stands crying as everyone else, I assume, is running to the ship. including Andradina, who's carrying Labrena and Linda over one shoulder, who's still going, but who are you people?
I want to make sure we've actually got everybody.
I fall to my knees for dramatic effects.
What, proper platoon style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so if I've knocked her down, can Bellry and I now make a run for it?
Yep.
Let's do that. Grab Bellry up off the floor in his dramatic pose.
I'm assuming you're both just running because both of his tenants are knocked down or bleeding. So the elf just screams after you that he will get you eventually and you'll never escape the fog as you run back to the ship.
We've heard it before. Goodbye.
And we're still kicking.
So you reach the ship and you like push away from the shore. You realise at this point that the Stogar ear is distinctly pointing a different direction now.
Good.
It is in something enchanted it to point towards the island. So you're sitting around and Linda is still there looking at you all, like sort of blinking, very confused as to who you all are. What do you do?
Try a healing spell, see if I can heal the wound in my head. No, not with that one.
You try and heal the wound in her head, but it seems properly engraved into her memory. At the moment, she has no memory of any of you.
Okay, now this is a long shot and this could go really badly, badly wrong. I still have the white candle that we used to return Ravain's mind and memory to her.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to attempt that?
I think it's worth a shot.
Yes, that was actually exactly what I was going to suggest.
Okay.
Great minds and all that.
Indeed.
Burn the candle next to her and sort of wave the smoke around her. She looks very alarmed that you're doing this, first of all.
Fair.
After about like 2 or 3 minutes, she seems to look at you and tilts her head, and then she's like, as if she recognizes you. And then she looks at Bellry and just stands up and slaps him across the face and yells, "You fucking bastard!" Sits back down again.
Yeah, she remembers.
I just tell her, "I'm sorry," like very tearfully, but like I smile a little bit because I'm happy she's back, and I try to hug her.
She begrudgingly hugs you back.
Aww.
And I'm like ugly crying this whole time.
So Theodore be happy she's back.
Can we all have a group hug?
On the group hug, Barry, do you have any facts from a well-known bard that you can end us on?
So this has been a bit sort of intense.
Oh god, yes.
You may be familiar with the famous bards, Holm sans le Helmet, and they sing how you can dance if you want to, and indeed you can leave your friends behind, because if your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, they are no friends of mine. And it speaks of how, if people do not have a song in their heart and a dance in their body, you should let them go because they're depressing as hell and everyone needs a little joy. And with that, dear listeners, we draw this episode of the podcast to a close. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed our tale, please leave us a review on iTunes or tell your friends about us. We would greatly appreciate it. If you would like to support us in making future content, we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/penancerpg. All support is gratefully received. Hopefully we'll be seeing you next week, and remember in the meantime to always stay ambitious, even if you think you're a bit rubbish. This episode of Penance RPG was brought to you by Nikolai, Ben, Dragon, Rebecca, Graham, Ash, and Daniel. The episode was written, adapted, and edited by Nikolai Pubsky. Music was provided by Ellen Garrett, and artwork was by John Moore.